Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Nels, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, man, welcome back. Congratulations on the new album. You know, I was thinking about this today when we were talking about you coming on. I was like, you are a living hip-hop legend. And I think the significance of that for me lies in the meaning both ways. One, you are still in the game, you're still doing it, you're still contributing, you're still making great music, but also you are a living hip-hop legend. We take for granted how many legends we've lost in hip-hop. We take for granted how many people aren't around who are part of that. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think to yourself, damn, so many of the people I started with in this game aren't here anymore, and I'm still here getting to be a part of it?
All the time. All the time. Somebody, a friend of mine today, called me and told me, he said, you realize how long you've been around and how much you survived and things you've been through? You know, we just lost a hip-hop artist the other week, man, Takeoff, and, you know, may he rest in peace. And, you know, I lost so many friends even before I got into music. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would get into music and then still see it going on. You know?
You've done that. You've done more than just survive it. You've succeeded in it. You've thrived in it. And
thanks.
I think what I love about this album is how it feels like you almost reminiscing whilst also writing a piece of the future.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been, till this day, everyone will say, one of the greatest lyricists that's ever lived.
Wow, thank
but the
you,
stories
man.
That you tell, you know, the way you mm-hmm. weave. I mean, for instance, everyone who was in hip hop was familiar with like your beef with Jay-Z, right? Mm-hmm. What it was.
Yeah.
And then I loved how in here you talk about that beef, what it was, how it disappeared, but how you'll still text him saying, you know, this isn't over, right?
Well, when I released the track list for the album the other day, he released a picture with all his Grammys. Yeah, shout out to him. And a shout out to Hit-Boy, who produced this album, the entire album. He produced the other two albums and also the album Magic. We slipped in four albums in 2 years.
Yeah, you've been prolific.
And the reason, thanks, man, thanks. And the reason I think it happened is because we started the first one in 2020 when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So at first I was scared to come outside, and then Hit-Boy was in the studio like, come on, man, it's like a month, you didn't leave your house. And he got me to come outside and had nothing else to do.
Right.
And we finished the first one really quick, and we said, you know, we should do this again. And here we are with the third one on my label, Mass Appeal.
I'd love to know that. When you look at hip hop as a whole, you know, you were there when it was only seen as gangster rap. You were there when it was completely ostracized from society. Now it's at the Super Bowl. Now it is, you know, at a hockey game. I remember that's when I was like, wow, okay, hip hop has done it. You know? No, for real.
Right.
I'd love to know, you know, where you would like to see the game progressing to now that it's, you know, it's not in the exact same place it was before.
I think it evolved, and I think people can realize that you don't have to be scared of it. We learn from our mistakes, and then we can grow in it. We don't have to stay doing one thing.
Right.
The ones who stay doing one thing, unfortunately, they fall off. And we have to understand that, like, hip-hop is now, it's going on 50 years, and we've been behind this whole 50 years will be next year. Hip-hop's been alive. So we've been behind trying to curate this museum that's coming up in the Bronx right now.
That's amazing.
And the mayor has even gotten involved.
That's amazing.
Mayor Adams. And, you know, and I noticed one thing with the culture. It's like artists don't think they can go past one way, or we have to be all in one like area trying to fight for crumbs. And it's like hip hop's a multi sound genre. So it's like in rock, you don't compare Kiss to the Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. But in mm-hmm. hip hop, for some reason, we're fighting it for the same thing. And, you feel like you have to be the number one guy all the time. So hip hop is multi sound genre. You can have multiple things going on at once. Doesn't matter how, if you're 20 years old or 40 years old or whatever. It's a beautiful culture, and I love all of it. So I think that we should all, as writers, get out of your comfort zone and spread your wings and expand really with your sound.
Yeah, I really like that. Before I let you go, I wanna talk about that idea of being more. You know, we know you for the music. We know you for being in the restaurant business and doing extremely well, being successful with that. We also know you, getting
somebody
in...
said it. Sweet Chick, you been there?
Yeah, all right. It's phenomenal. People love it. And you know, I remember eating and someone was like, Nas owns this chicken. I was like, this chicken that I'm holding right now? It was a weird way that someone said it to me. But you're also getting involved in a different type of storytelling, which is in film. I know that you directed a documentary.
Yeah.
That talks about, the supreme world of it was this underworld in Queens. And I know you're also involved in a really fascinating story about the civil rights icons, everybody, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., etc.
Yeah.
What is it about that world that entices you? Why are you stepping into documentaries, filmmaking, etc., and doing well at it?
I'm a movie buff. I love films.
For real?
And yeah, I love films. I love them, love them, love them. I was Halloween. I was going Friday the 13th crazy. I was going Halloween crazy. I went to see Halloween Ends and all of that. It was
a whole
thing.
What's your favorite film? What is the movie that you can never get enough of? You watch it over and over and over.
Beat Street, the old school hip hop film.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Then it comes to the Godfathers and all of that stuff.
Okay.
Godfather's a family movie, It's a beautiful thing, I love films. I love Steven Spielberg. I rapped about him on one of my first raps. And I always wanted to get into it. So the Supreme Team was one about an underworld organization in Queens long ago. We hear about the Gottis and all of those, John Gottis and stuff, but we never really hear about this. So I like to uncover things, the good, the bad, the ugly in America. And mm-hmm. his story was mm-hmm. some innocent people and some people are guilty. Some are innocent, probably. But the new one, The Invaders, that just came out, you can catch it on Apple, Amazon Prime, is about this organization of musicians, intellectuals, Vietnam vets who got together, who were trying to strike against a garbage truck company where someone was killed in this faulty truck, and then there was no pensions, the money was bad, and Martin Luther King came down there and he stood with the Memphis people, the people that were striking, mm-hmm. and he found out who the Invaders were, and they wanted to protect the march because the first march was bad.
Of course
we know the end, how Martin Luther King what happens, but there's another look into that story through the eyes of the Invaders.
Right.
And most of them are still alive, and it's a really good picture. And it's 1967, and it's amazing. So there's so many stories to uncover all over the world, and here's my world, and I want to talk about it. Another one besides Sweet Chick I got to tag is Cote, Michelin star restaurant, Cote. You gotta go. You gotta go.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm it's not me, but I'm a part of it.
Yeah, but still that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man of many talents.
Thank
I appreciate you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. King's Disease 3 is out now. Nas, everybody.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.